The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated. So this hour, we're going to do something that we do semi-regularly, and that is ask you to call in with your favorite Phil Hendry Show moment, your favorite Phil Hendry Show guest. 1-800-449-8686. This may be a bit unusual for those of you who are new listeners to our show, but if you hang around and listen, you'll hear some of the different things, different guests, and different topics we've discussed on the Phil Hendry Show that you won't hear discussed anywhere else. It's just it's a natural fact. And what we do is we get a lot of our longtime listeners, people who have been with us for a long time, to recall their favorite show moment, their favorite character, topic, bit, whatever. And we discuss those, or at least just remember them. And in remembering them, then we want to vomit. Why are we doing this? I don't know. We remember them. So our number is 1-800-449-8686. And I have to tell you that I was just glanced up at the television here, and Marvin Hamlisch is up singing with Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan. I guess it was something during the White House days, and the book is being discussed, and it's so sweet and so nice that I'm beginning to, now I want to go murder Margaret. I want to go to her house and set fire to her house with her lashed to a patio chair inside her kitchen. Good God. It was very sweet. And, you know, so I feel guilty about doing that Margaret bit, Mike. I feel real guilty about doing that Margaret bit after seeing some of the beautiful letters that were written to her by, what's-his-face? 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show. So your favorite Phil Hendry Show moment. And let's go to our first call here, Lincoln on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great.
Great.
My favorite show is anything with Lloyd in it, especially the one where he was complaining about the Vietnam vets wall.
What was he complaining about?
I don't know. His kid was over in Vietnam, and he was mad because his kid got killed. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about it?
Well, I just like it. It was.
Well, what was it about? What would? Tell me about it.
Well, he was mad because his kid died,
right,
saving some guys, and he could have saved his own life. And
so he was angry because his kid saved other guys instead of himself?
Uh-huh.
Was it funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in your retelling it sounds absolutely terrible.
Well, I guess I don't tell a good story.
That's okay. I couldn't remember what you were taught. Now I remember. Do you remember it, Craig? Lloyd was on talking about his kid was a dumbass. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And he dragged a bunch of guys into a helicopter, and he could have been saving his own ass.
Right.
So there he was, and his kid was on the Vietnam Wall. Okay, sir, thanks.
Hey, good talking to you.
Okay, buddy, bye. The guy's telling me about this thing. I'm going, yeah, it's great. Okay, here's San Francisco on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, Phil, I love your show so much.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm a fairly new listener, and I cannot miss it. Totally love it.
Well, you've missed a lot.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to catch up as
We've been doing it for 10 years.
I know, baby, okay. But I'm trying to catch up as quick as I can.
Okay. Tell us about your favorite Phil Hendry Show moment.
My favorite so far, I believe it was in July that I heard it, and I think it was Margaret. I get some of the female voices mixed up. I think it was Margaret.
Right.
Talking about wanting all the young, hot actors to have all the access to heroin.
Yes, so to keep their weight down. Yes, that was Margaret, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted all of the young actors, our actors, as she calls them, to have as much heroin as they needed to keep their weight down to look good for the camera.
Classic.
Yeah.
And a close second was, and I think it was also Margaret, and she was at the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh.
Singing about the D-A-R-K-I-E-S. I was on the floor.
As soon as you said Margaret in the Kentucky Derby, Taylor started losing it.
Yes. That was classic.
Well, the song My Old Kentucky Home contains that line. And Margaret wouldn't sing it. She wouldn't say where the darkies. She goes, where the D-A-R-K-I-E-S.
I was on the floor.
Dance all day long.
Love it.
Thank you very much for calling. I'd forgotten about that one. Goodbye. Thank you. Jesus. I must be intimidating or otherwise I don't know why that happened. But anyway, thank you very much, dear. So there you go. Yeah, we're the D-A-R-K-I-E-S. And the reason is because we live in the politically correct times where you can't use those words anymore. Solana Beach, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil. First off, you rule.
Thanks.
And my favorite character is Jay Santos.
Yeah, Jay Santos, yeah.
And also Dr. Sadler.
Yes, Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The CAPS organization.
Yes.
My favorite Jay Santos is the one when you had him patrolling outside the mall, picking up 16-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Doing the cavity searches.
Yes.
In the wooded, secluded area and with the latex gloves. And just listening to the people snap on that.
And he would give them drinks so they'd relax and realize that it was okay.
You know, you make traffic bearable. Gotta say that.
Well, thank you very much. I was trying to find his Citizens Auxiliary Police music.
I love that. And I love their rank, too.
What is that?
That he's a general and that the colonel runs it.
Yeah, he's a general, but Colonel Elvis Newton started it.
Yeah, and who's the other guy from the Rangers? The Blown? What's his name?
Bob Blown.
Bob Blown, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Blown is with the San Antonio Rangers. Well, here's the... Yeah, man.
Jay rocks.
Jay rocks, brother.
Hey, another one up.
Yeah.
Another great memory. And me and a buddy of mine were driving to Vegas, and we were sitting in like 4 hours of traffic.
Uh-huh.
We were snapping. Except if you weren't on, we would have lost it. And it was the day that you had Dr. Sadler doing the dental/gynecological exam.
Yes, absolutely.
And the English lady called up.
And she went
the
mad.
Best blow up ever.
Yeah, she went insane.
Oh, my God. She was. And you were sitting there going, uh-huh.
Yeah, she was chastising me, and my life's been kind of crappy lately. And she said, "Well, don't do it again. You upset women."
She was
British and strange. That's on the Best of Our 2000 CD, by the way.
It should be.
So you guys should grab that. Thank you very much.
Hey, keep
for
going.
Calling. Thanks. Bye bye. Yeah, that and a lot of cuts are coming out on our Best of 2000 CD, which is out very soon. We're getting the artwork finally squared away on that baby. So it'll be out in time for the fall, and a lot of those things, very classic moments, will be there. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about some of the high points of the show for you. Council Bluffs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
one moment that I remember thought was real funny was the grocer who called had to weigh people going in and out.
Yes, so that they wouldn't pilfer. So they wouldn't pilfer
right,
items.
Right, right. Yeah, sticking fingers down the throat and all that.
Yeah, well, what he
hilarious.
Did was when the people went in, he'd weigh you first. Then if you weighed more going out, then he'd shove a rubber gloved finger down your throat and make you throw up to see what you'd eaten. Yeah.
I can't believe the way people carry on.
Some old lady. Yeah, he did. And he'd done it to some old lady. That's when people flipped out. Yeah. That was Bob Green. And he passes the savings along to you. You got it. Thanks, man.
He was so nice about it.
No, he's a very nice guy. Just, you know, you just weigh yourself leaving. And then I think he said.
I'm never going to shop in your store. I'd never go there. He says, well, I have steaks on sale this week.
Yeah, we've got steaks on sale and stuff. And, you know, if you weigh more, then we got a problem. You know, then we have a little bit of a problem. You got to come back into the store and we got to stick a finger down your throat and make you vomit. Okay,
What I really love is your monologue.
Do you?
Yes.
What do you mean? What is that?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean when I talk?
You carry on about something yourself. It's just really funny. Right?
I was going to talk.
You come on bats one time. You're very clever and witty.
Well, thank you.
Funny.
Well, thanks. Thanks for listening to us there, too.
Thanks,
ma'am. Okay, bye-bye. Council Bluffs is Omaha. So we just got a brand new station there not too long ago. I heard tale. And we also, I think we're at Cincinnati. Has just joined us, and we're in Los Angeles. And I have a pool. And by the way, the freaking weather has been horrific for the last week. This is September in L.A. This is generally the hottest month of the year in Southern California. I don't know about Northern California. You know, I was up there. Marie and I went up there for our honeymoon. We went up to Napa, and it was blistering. And now, the last week, the weather has been horrific. Just as soon as I put a little bit of water, as soon as the water goes in the pool, the weather turned to garbage. Boy, no, that's not God trying to tell me anything. No, not much. How much he must hate my guts to do that to me. 6 months I'm waiting to put water in that pool. We finally get the water in, and the weather stinks. It's hot, but it's humid, and it sucks, and it's cloudy, and it looks like dog crap. Not that I won't be in the spa tonight. All right, 1-800-449-8686. If you have a favorite Phil Hendry Show moment, let us know about it. We're talking about it. Our CD's coming out, the Best of the Year 2000 CD, number one rated Phil Hendry Show is going to be the name of it. And we'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, and we're taking your favorite Phil Hendry Show moments here because, you know, we get new listeners and we want people to know what we do on the show and some of the unusual things that we talk about. And we'll go to Studio City here. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Great. My favorite one is when Vernon Dozier was electrocuting the homosexual.
Yes, he was a preacher and had a change ministry. And he changed homosexuals in his ministry into straight guys by attaching electrodes to their testicles. Right.
When you play the tape of the homosexual's voice before,
yes,
before the therapy, that's a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah, he was a pure Shakespearean actor going, yes, I love doing probably my favorite Midsummer Night's Dream. And then the guy after he got it was talking like this. But hey, he's not gay anymore.
When he asked him if he was a breast man or an ass man.
Yeah. Well, you know what inspired that? And it's really weird. We saw... Do you have the sound effect? Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on. There you go. You know what inspired that? We saw one of these change ministries, and one of the guys that supposedly used to be gay and is supposedly now straight, and the dude was not convincing. He's going, I love women. I just do. I love their breasts and their butts and their legs. I love chick sex. And you're going, Jesus. How sad, you know? Just go back to being gay, man.
Awesome.
Anyway, thank you, sir. We like that one, too.
Great.
See you later.
All right.
That's on the CD. That's on the CD. Here is Monmouth on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
You're the man.
How are you doing?
Hey, I used to listen to Comb Over Boy, which got real old real fast, and he talks about the same thing every day.
Oh, that's right, you know. And he doesn't have the respect of the industry like that Hendry guy does.
Oh, by the way, that's perfect. Hey, my favorite is Bobby and Steve, I think.
Yeah.
Husband and wife duo.
Yeah, there they are. Bobby and Steve at Western Estates Homeowners Association. Yeah.
Oh, they are hilarious.
Yeah. And what you had one other, which is also one of my favorite, the one we just did, the DJ being black.
Oh, yeah. I was in stitches. I was in tears. I had to pull over. Get
I'm
the Kleenex
Brian
out
Sanders.
And wipe my eyes because it was hilarious.
I'm Brian
Never heard
Sanders.
That one before.
All right, brother, thanks.
You're the man.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Here is West Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Hello. Ma'am. How are you?
Hi. Fine. I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm always laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't hold it together. But the one I liked best was when you did the takeoff on William F. Buckley, Jr.
Reading from the Penthouse Forum letters?
Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard.
I walked in, and I saw her breasts.
Phil,
and
if it wasn't for the exaggerated stuttering, I would have sworn it was William F. Buckley, Jr.
Well, you know, he does do that, doesn't he? And God, is he old, too. I just saw him on TV. He used to be. He's about 60,000 years old now. Just,
really?
Yeah, they're studying his stool samples, you know. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Carson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. One of my favorite moments, it's hard to pick, but one of my favorites was Chris Norton wanting to do the Columbine video.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was hilarious. With the love guns.
Yeah.
Spreading the love.
He sure was, man. He wanted to go into Columbine High School and film a porn film, basically, to create the healing of love.
The healing process.
Yeah.
The healing process.
And he was going to call it Columbine. Let the healing begin. It's a sick, twisted...
Huh? He said, don't worry that they would clean up when they were done.
So, oh, yeah. Man.
And also, one other favorite is it's got to be Dave Oliva. With talking about Miroslavius Gonzalez.
And how he wanted go to bed with her.
Even though she had a big butt, and Cuban women have big butts. And
right.
Stuff. Oh, God.
I really dig her, yeah. You know, he wanted to marry her, you know. Wanted to take her pain away. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, brother. See you later. Here is USC on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
How you doing, Phil?
Good. How are you?
I am great.
Great.
My only regret is that I haven't been listening to you for the full 10 years.
Well, it's been a long 10 years, man. And you had to have been in Ventura for part of it. So.
Oh, okay. I
okay, well, then that's
I got to tell you, Art Griego, by far, my favorite independent pilot from Santa Monica.
Yes. Yeah, Art Griego.
Two parts. It was the JFK, when he blamed the JFK Jr. taking his flight down because of his yapping wife.
Yes. He purposefully ditched his plane because his wife and his, was it his sister-in-law?
I believe it was his sister-in-law.
He purposefully ditched because his wife and sister-in-law wouldn't shut up about the shopping they had done.
And Art Griego said that if the mother-in-law was involved, he would have put it down in a populated area. I could not stand up. It was absolutely hilarious.
And the other thing is, you know, I asked Art, I said, well, did he do it on purpose? Yes, he purposefully ditched and was going to take his chances in a life raft. He's going to take his chances there in the Long Island Sound, just getting away from them. Yeah, we like that one, too.
And just a few days ago, he was very upset because the birds were on a mission to destroy all pilots.
Yeah, and he wanted to kill birds.
But that was a great show. Great show, Phil. Keep it up.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
See you later, brother. So there's USC. Boy, is that on the CD? I don't know. What we're doing basically is if I identify some of these that are going to be on the CD, I'll let you know. The Art Griego one with JFK purposefully ditching. And then didn't we have an Egyptian airliner going down because the pilot would rather ditch the plane in the Gulf than have to deal with kids being in, you know, running around without their seatbelts on? Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Big fan.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Chris Norton on the Virgin Airlines when he had the privacy curtain.
Yeah.
And he was happy about it because he could masturbate on the plane.
Yeah.
And whenever someone would question him about it, he could keep bringing up root snappage. I was friend and root snappage. Have you ever had root snappage?
What was root snappage anyway?
I don't even know what it was.
Hey, Mike. What was that root snappage thing with Chris? Was that bit, or was it a... I know what it is, but what was causing it? Remember that?
Was it the fluctuation of the plane?
Yeah, he was getting it pulled too far forward. Yeah. He'd get root snappage.
Another great Chris Norton one was when he was bringing back Speedos. He was wearing the fluorescent yellow one down the beach with the pack of tab and the friendship bracelet.
Yes.
And at the end, he was going to auction it off without washing it.
Uh-huh. And he was going to get a bunch of guys down there at the pier to, you know, get their Speedos on.
Yeah.
And let's not, as a matter of fact, don't bring your girlfriends, just a bunch of guys in Speedos. And if anybody thinks we're gay, we'll kick their ass, I think is what he said. All right, well, thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
That was a pleasant memory. Thanks. Root snappage. That's one you came up with, Schaefer. You don't even remember? What the hell was it about is what I'm trying to figure out. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show, remembering highlights of our show and your favorite moments. And let's go to Maui on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Maui. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Phil.
How's it going?
I want to say that my best show was the one with Doug Danger when he flicked the cigar butt into the guy's convertible when it caught on fire. That, to me, is still a classic.
Yeah, he flicked cigar butts into the convertible. What was he doing?
And it caught on fire. But the funniest part was when another caller was saying, like, you know, he would have put the fire out, and then he said, well, you don't call it homophobia. And the guy's all like, how do you call it homophobia? And he just couldn't make the leap of, you know, how the conspiracy worked out.
Yeah, in other words, the guy, Chris, wanted to just be able to have the freedom to flick his cigar butt anywhere he wanted to, and he flicked it into the guy's open convertible, caught the guy's car on fire, but because the guy complained about it, he thought he was a homophobe. Am I remembering that correctly?
Oh, yes, well, exactly. That's
sounds
exactly
pretty
funny.
What I just constructed there sounds funny, so.
But, Phil, I just wanted to really say real quickly, I know you get thousands of calls, and I mean, you know, just praising your show, but honestly, I mean, I listen to it, you know, over the net at work. And
oh, you're very kind.
I mean,
we were totally
stressed out sometimes, and I just really, really appreciate the laughter that
you How do you get stressed in Maui, man, no matter what you do for a living?
Believe me, you get your share.
Yeah, we were on in Maui, and we went off the
air. I know,
you
guys got taken off.
We got taken off because a Sears... store complained about me belly aching about Sears. So that's I was belly aching about Sears, and they had a Sears account, so they, well, you know, we'll be back on over there.
That'd be great. I have a lot of friends that listen to you here with that short time.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. We'll be back on. Thanks very
much.
But
all your CDs too, and I supported my friend's place. I think it's great.
You're very kind, sir. Thank you. We appreciate that a lot. All right, brother.
Take care.
See you later, man. There's a nice guy in Hawaii buying the CDs, and it'll be up for sale. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about your favorite moments from the Phil Henry Show over the last however long you've been listening to the show. We have new listeners, and we talk about things, and we do things on this show that no other talk show in the world is capable of doing. And so occasionally we bring them up, sort of do a review. I would like to remind you of the Casino Night 2000 celebration we'll be having on Saturday night, November the 4th. It begins at 7 p.m. I can guarantee you this, that it is going to, I can't get into all the particulars right now, but I will. And I will guarantee you this, get a ticket. Just get a ticket. Because we're going to have some, we're going to have a surprise for you that I think is just cool. They're $250 per person. They can be purchased by calling my Friends Place Casino Night 2000 coordinator, Lisbeth Faust, at 323-908-0011, extension 102. You can mail a check to Post Office Box 3867, Hollywood, California, 90078. And all of the money goes to... Take two. All the proceeds go to my Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And if you can't make it to the casino night, but you would like to help, send them a check. And I mean, we'd really appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Oxnard on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Phil, what's up?
How are you?
You're the man.
Thanks.
Yeah, just wanted to say the best bit I've heard, I think, so far is when R.C. Collins did the goth talk.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was hilarious, man. That was a great
What was he what do you mean by goth talk?
Well, he had you know, the secret society, everyone was, you know, of the cape and of the skull, the brotherhood of the cape.
Yeah. Are you of the skull? And then that one kid called in and he said, "Okay, who is Billy the Impaler and the Lawgiver?"
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There were two kids in the Brotherhood of the Cape, Billy the Impaler and the Lawgiver.
And he was only like 9 or 10 years old or something.
Yeah,
like
the Lawgiver was like 10, and he thought he could turn a guy into an apple.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
And when they were chasing him around, drinking the Hawaiian punch and pretending to be blood.
Yeah.
What?
I don't remember. I do remember one guy calling and saying, "Okay, who is this Billy the Impaler kid, man? What does he think he can do?" And then they'd sacrifice a chicken, and they thought it was animal sacrifice. It turned out to be a barbecued chicken from the Vaughns.
Yeah, yeah. That went with the Hawaiian punch, I guess.
Yeah, up the street. That's on our CD as well.
Oh, great.
Our 2000 CD. So thank you.
Yeah, is that one being put out by Kung Fu Record as well?
Yeah, the great Joe Escalante.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Joe?
Well, the Vandals, I'm a Vandals, big Vandals fan. Too,
yeah, Joe is in the Vandals, and he is a great man, and he supports my Friend's Place, and he brought Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray over here, and Mark is a tremendous guy and has offered to help in raising money, and I have thought about having, you know, seeing if Mark and Sugar Ray had play at this My Friend's Place gig, but then, I don't know, he's like, Mark, he's got too many girlfriends. And anyway, so, but there's going to be some fun stuff at that gig, so maybe you guys can make that, because
cool.
It'll be cool. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Joe Escalante is a really generous man who presses our CD, you know, at no cost, so that all the money that we raise can go directly to my Friend's Place. Because sometimes it's like 15 G's to pull those CDs together. So that's really cool. Here is Encino on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey,
hi, hello.
Hey, my favorite Chris Norton was when he got caught banging his cousin behind the couch
at a party
at his uncle's house.
Yeah,
and he got caught because she wouldn't keep her legs down.
Yes,
and he thought she was old enough because she had it shaved down there in the shape of an arrowhead.
Oh God! Oh God! I remember that.
And then
his uncle's house.
Tagged in on the end, apparently as his cousin.
The what?
Jeff Dowder called in at the end and was apparently his cousin.
Yeah, Jeff and Chris are cousins,
yeah.
Which we don't really talk about. And
also, Dr. Jim Sadler with his lessons from Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when he said that Jesus didn't kill JonBenet Ramsey, but he had her killed. You gotta love that.
He had her killed?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was great.
Also, wasn't that the one where he said that... That, you know, little, whatever that kid's name was, whose mother drowned down in Florida.
Oh, Alien.
Yeah, he'd better just accept it because his mom was bad for leaving Cuba. So God killed her.
That was great.
Oh, it's sick. All right, yeah,
hey,
I've got
UPS it. UPS Roger says hi.
Well, thanks.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. God, lessons from Jesus. And that Chris Norton, when is that guy going to finally die from some communicable disease? It'll be a great moment for all of us. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
My favorite moment is I heard this on the internet. It was after I started listening to you. I think it was Bob Green doing the L.A. school district thing, going LA, two L- times three, go 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 go.
Yeah, because we're putting out nothing but morons. The L.A. Unified School District. What's two plus two? Go 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 go.
Right, Eddie kept saying. Phil, you went to Catholic school. You know this one. Two times three. So go, 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 go.
Come
go,
on,
go,
two times three. Go, 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 go. Yeah, and you know that. You know what would inspire that? A friend of mine was at a movie theater one night with another couple, and the wife of the other couple. You know when you get into a crowd of people and you're with some other folks and you want to get a good seat, there's always that one person who's either standing behind or it's like going, go, 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 move, move, go, 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 go.
Right.
And she was the, you know, she's behind everybody going, go, 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 move, go. You know, like, just back off, man. If you need the seat that bad, you go and we'll follow you.
Right. That was a riot.
Well, thank you.
So we're thinking about going to that casino night.
From Fort Lauderdale? From Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, we're coming.
You are?
Yeah, we're thinking about flying over, me and my brother.
I know who this is.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. I thought I did. The other question that I have for you is, how's things down in Miami these days?
Oh, they're great. The Dolphins are doing great.
The Dolphins won their first game.
Yeah,
see, I used to be on in Miami. I really miss the great city of Miami.
Oh, my brother keeps talking about Brad the Booger.
Yeah, Brad the Booger Belmonte. He was a Buffalo Bill fan.
Oh, yeah, he misses that.
You got to hear this,
Mike. I didn't listen back then, but
I used to do this Brad the Booger Belmonte, the Buffalo Bill Report. Now, doing that in Miami is like doing a... You know, before a Laker game, doing a Utah Jazz report, okay? So I go to the tailgate party before the Dolphin game. I'm dressed in Buffalo Bill gear, and I've got a Buffalo Bill fight song, and I got four really brave guys who are Buffalo Bill fans to come up and sing it. And the tent had 2,000 Dolphin fans in it throwing beer cans at me, throwing crap. We had to hire cops. Even though they knew I was goofing, They were ready to kill. It was great. It was a great moment.
My mom was there, too. She loved it.
It was an awesome time. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I thought I knew who that was. All right, here is Vista. Whoops. Hold on for a minute. Vista on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Phil.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
I love all your characters, but my favorite was the Mavis one where she was overheated in her house or apartment.
Yeah.
She couldn't get to the refrigerator to stick her head in to cool off, and nobody was coming to help her, and then she'd start playing the harmonica in between. I don't know what it was, last year's, I think. Is that still available?
Oh, I don't know if that's on a CD or not. Mike, is that Mavis is too hot, and she's getting overheated? I remember she thought she was going to die.
Yeah, and people called in and couldn't believe that no one was helping her, and the paramedics couldn't be called, and
yes.
She just had to sit there on her chair, and... That was hysterical.
And people kept saying, "Well, get into a tub of water." And
she couldn't move.
And she was playing spirituals on her harmonica,
yes.
Waiting to die there in the heat.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, she's still alive. That's the good news.
I hope she'll be back soon.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Bill. Bye-bye. Good old Mavis playing that harp. Remember when she did that Baptist baby in a bag? That's one of the great moments. Because what she said was, if you're Baptist, you get, you know, baptized in a river. But how do they baptize the babies? They stick them in hefty bags and float them out onto the river. And there's an old spiritual called Baptist Baby in a Bag. Barbecue bags. Winnetka on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Oh, Mr. Henry.
How are you?
Hi. Brilliant. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
How's it going?
It's Lloyd Bonafide fighting his way out of hold.
Yeah.
Killed me. I mean, because you even asked the guy, like, so what do you think of him fighting his way out of hold?
and the dude was like, well, I don't think much of anything he does.
I mean, it's the most absurd, like, you know, stretch of reality, and he's just like,
this dude is like, so what we had, for those of you guys who didn't hear it, Lloyd Bonafide was this old man who I put on hold because he was pissing me off so much, and he went, and he fought his way off a hold.
And he's a Korean War veteran. He can do that.
Yeah, and I go, how about that guy fighting his way off a hold? And the other guy's going, I don't think much of anything he does. Well, dude, you've just heard, like, almost a cosmic event, you know? and you're not relating to that?
Two other quick, Mavis having sex with her cousin, I guess.
Yeah, Robert.
In the background.
Yeah.
And the crazy, the voodoo nun... Like,
oh, Sister Josephine.
With saying that she was, the alien was super Jesus.
Yeah, she was rolling the bones.
I didn't think I could contain my bladder.
Yeah. Well, that one cat called in from L.A., that Mexican dude, and he's going, no, you are the devil. You are the devil, lady. No, no. Yeah.
He is a super Jesus.
Yeah. The bones. So that's going to be on our CD, too, Sister Josephine.
Fantastic.
Don't miss it. Great.
Been listening to you for like, oh, gosh, at least 2 years now, I'm so glad you're syndicated.
Well, thank you. Alien
Congratulations.
Backwards. Thank you. Alien Backwards is Nail E. What is that? Doesn't make any difference, you know? She thinks it's significant. Nail Alien to the cross. All right, sir, thank you.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, and that one guy was calling. He was like, no, no, because he was a shaman himself. He was like some shaman. And he was driving devils out of people. And when Sister Josephine was saying, the bones, the boy, he's going, no, you are the devil. That's what you are. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And if you, again, would like to join us at Casino Night 2000, give me a moment to find. Here it is, 323-908-0011, extension 102. The tickets are $250 per person, but the money goes to a great cause, My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway and messed up kids in Hollywood. And it's going to be a good night, and I've got a couple of surprises I'm going to lay on you as we get closer to it. So join us for that. We're talking about your favorite Phil Hendry Show moments. Best bits, best guests. Tell us about it. Here's Irvine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, sorry. I was waiting. Great show, Phil. Love your show.
Thank you.
I was calling about Steve Wozell.
Yeah.
Got to be the greatest character.
That guy sues everybody.
That's right. He was suing everybody. And this particular instance, he had the chili cook-off.
Uh-huh.
And he was suing the competitor because he had anal burning and chafing.
Yes.
So, Phil, I was driving down the freeway when I heard that, and I almost lost it totally.
I heard a guy call in, this trucker calls in and goes, buddy, I got a whole room full of trophies, and I've never heard of a guy burning his rear end. He goes, well, you know, I'm suing that guy because he used too many habanero peppers. And the dude goes, well, here's a moment of silence for your burned rear end. This trucker. Yeah, yeah.
That was hilarious. And, the other one I like is, well, actually, I don't know one in particular, but anything Margaret Gray does is outstanding.
Yeah, she was on today. What was she talking about today? She was talking about Craig.
And you know what? I just turned you on just a little while ago.
Oh, Reagan's love letters to his wife, yeah. She says that Reagan...
I caught part of that, yeah.
Yeah, Reagan, because of his Alzheimer's, thinks he's making love to five different women
right.
A day because he can't remember who she is. Thanks for calling.
Oh, great show, Phil. I love it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
right,
you calling.
Bye-bye.
Here is Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. So, favorite episodes.
Yeah.
First one, I'd have to say, the one that got me turned on to the show was when you spoofed the Pirates of the Caribbean. It was being changed to become politically correct.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, a character you don't use anymore, he saw people being raped and bloodily murdered.
Yeah.
And just, it was horrible.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. Yeah, there was full-on rape and mutilation going on.
Oh, it was horrible.
Right.
And you'd have employees calling up saying, no, I'm there. Well, you weren't there today, were you?
Yeah, right. I work there every day. I see what happened. Well, not today, you weren't.
You weren't there 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And the other one was when Margaret Gray went to the Phantom Menace preview with the deaf children.
Yeah.
Wow, that was so insensitive and so hilarious.
Yeah, she was with a bunch of deaf kids, and all they were doing, they were going,
just, it was,
and it was ruining it for her because she couldn't hear anything.
And she was going to sue 20th Century Fox because it was just a bunch of children waving their hands about and just, it was horrible.
Grunting horribly like deaf kids do. Yeah.
Oh.
That's Margaret. Well, that's like the time she was going to sue Magic Mountain, because why should blind kids get to go to the front of the line for the Colossus when they can't see anything anyway? You know, there are a bunch of blind kids in the front of a roller coaster, and she should be allowed to get on first because she's covering it for the newspaper. And what was that thing she said? That blind people don't know if the plane's landing and taking off. So you can sell tickets to blind people that are direct rather than nonstop because they don't know that they're landing and taking off.
Right. Anyway, they don't know any better.
You got it. Hey, brother, thanks for calling. Thanks for your support.
All righty.
God bless you. Well, there you go. That's our show, and that's some of the high points. And a lot of those will be contained on our CD, Our Best of the Phil Henry Show, or should I say, Our Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2000 CD. Goodbye, everybody, and thanks for listening to Love Songs. And I just stepped on the vocal.
Never leave your side. Me minus you is such a lonely ride.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to tell that woman that
you're more my speed.
I wanted to tell that woman that I am 87.
Holy
I am
Christ.
Having one of the best times of my life.
Are you having a salad today?
I go to different clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play different games.
Do you smoke?
And no, I do not smoke.
I like a cigar every now and again.
Well, you can have it, but I just never did smoke, and I don't care for it.
Well, aren't you
but
wonderful?
But I don't think that life is going to pass me by because I'm 87.
But what about George Bush and the fact that he wants to put us
George
all in
Manitoba? George Bush has nothing to do with me. He has nothing to do with you. He has his own ideas.
Yes, he does.
If he gets to be a president, he's going to make the best president he can.
Did you ever get porked by a ball player?
Did I ever what?
Well, I was just wondering.
Watch what you say to this lady.
I was just wondering if she'd ever slept with a ball player.
I slept with my husband for 45 years till he passed away, and I have had nobody else since.
Did he ever play baseball?
When I was a kid, sure.
There you go. You answered my question.
Well, what has that got to do?
I just want to get to know her because she's so sweet. By the way, darling, are you speaking through a hole in your throat, or is...
From a what?
A hole in your throat? Is that really your... I you know what? I feel better already, Phil.
Do you feel good? Because there's a lot of nice people calling and trying to make you feel better.
I really do. In fact, I think I feel a bowel movement coming on, and it might come out solid.
Well, for heaven's sakes, don't tell people about your bowel movements. No one cares. Well, I don't care.
I'm sorry.
And everything.
Yes.
People don't talk about those kind of things to each other.
Well, that's true.
But I go to 3 clubs. I play spinner dominoes. I play rummy. I play a lot of things. And I have a very fruitful life. At least I think I do for as old as I am.
Well, do you jog or lift weights or anything?
No, I'm not able. I have asthma.
Uh-huh. Do you, how about triathlon? Do you run or bike?
I cannot do that. I have asthma.
Do you swim a couple of miles a day?
No, I do not.
Well, then it isn't that active, is it?
All right. She does what she can for her age.
Well, I'll and let you sound fantastic. I just wanted her to know.
Well, you sound terrific, darling. And
has it ever come out like rice pudding?
Never mind. Thank you.
I'm not going to worry about rice pudding and all that.
You'd worry about it if it came out at your rear end.
I don't care. You don't need to tell me what comes out of your rear end because I don't care.
Lover, lover, this is solid love.
Phil Henry.